going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2.
Couldn't get a little Michigan Fight song or something?
Yeah, I found that weird too, Marcus. You came back with Miami, which is normally like when Leroy and I go do radio hits somewhere, that's what they play for us.
Yeah.
Well, and we're about to have Coach Luis Esposito on, and you're playing him Miami.
No, but he's
trying
to
welcome him. This is your welcome for him?
I'm welcoming, he's a part of the family now.
Nice try.
Take a trip down to Miami.
Nice try.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest slot. Jump over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. At Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan and toyotaofhollywood.com. Everybody fired up down here. Certainly, Stephen Ross was fired up because the Miami Dolphins drafted a Michigan Wolverine for the first time in the first round since Jake Long in 2008. Yesterday, they take Kenneth Grant, and we have Michigan Wolverines defensive line coach Lou Esposito joining us here. Coach, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
This has to be a first, right? Top 15 D-linemen from one team? This is crazy.
It's crazy. We have great players, and you know better than anybody else the development we do at Michigan's different. It's you got to get the right guys for the right fit, and then when they get here, they got to be tilted a certain way. And these guys are both tilted unbelievably. Like, they are great players, great people, great families. Like, KG is an absolute beast, and he is going to be something special. I can't wait to see him play.
Now, one of the shocking things for me was that because I went to the Texas game and I saw Mason and Kenneth standing next to each other, and I was like, wow, Mason's only like 270. No, he's like almost 302, and
he's actually over that. Like, he played the whole season between 310 and 315, and KG played the whole season between 330 and 340.
Right. That's crazy.
And we were able to do some things on defense last year because of those two guys. Right. You know, it's like anything else. When you have those guys inside, you can really force everything sideways, and which we use to our advantage. And those guys, they're special. KG is really special as well as Mason.
Now, one of the things that I was told is, like, we see Mason, he's all over the place, high motor, moves around quick or whatever, but people sleep on the quickness and the feet of KG. Why don't you tell us? Because I think that's going to be one of the biggest misnomers about him is because of his size, they don't realize how fleet of foot he is.
Yeah, and I think that in the whole process, in this whole draft process for him, you know, when it first started, all the coaches are like, hey, talk to me about his pass rush. If we're going to take a guy in the first round, talk to me about his pass rush. Every team asks the same question. I said, well, go watch the last six games. Like, literally, watch the Ohio State game. I mean, he had like 9 pressures at nose tackle in Ohio State. He's such a good athlete. He's so explosive. And, like, when you watch him on his feet, like, the thing that the trait that he has that is different than everybody else is a guy his size doesn't move like a guy that's 285 pounds. And he does. And he can beat guys with power because of his size. He can beat guys with hands because he plays with unbelievable fundamental hands. Mm-hmm. And then he can outquick guys. And if you watch him, he'll power a guy, and then all of a sudden he sidesteps an arm over and the guy's falling on his face. Then all of a sudden he comes back with a shake bull to an arm over. So he has an unbelievable bag of moves that sometimes it gets overshadowed because of Mason. And Mason's elite. Right. And so is KG. Like, I truly believe if KG was on a different, like, KG would be the guy that everybody talked about. And we were just blessed to have both of them. And they're good in their own ways. And it's been a blessing. And you guys would be good to be so excited about KG and what he brings to the team.
Can you, Coach Lou Esposito here, Michigan defensive line coach, Coach Kenneth Grant in college, so very excited to have him on the show. That viral clip, of course, of him chasing down the running back, like when you watch this guy in practice and you see the explosion, just what goes through your head? Because it doesn't seem like it computes. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, it shows up, honestly, most of the time it shows up in pass rush. And it's not him rushing the passer. It's all of a sudden the quarterback breaks the pocket and he's running the guy down. I mean, there's three or four sacks that Jay Stu had this year that he's running the guy down from the front and he sees KG and slows down. And Jay Stu get, you know, tackle, sack fumble. And we see it every day in practice. And like, we talk about running out of the stacks. We talk about pillars here at Michigan, right? And effort and angles is one of the pillars we talk about. And KG was a mainstay on the tape. So we take clips from practice and games, and then we show the defense, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. And he was a mainstay. Like, we use that still to this day of KG running out of stacks. And it's a screen. It's a toss. It's something on the perimeter. Like, because people don't run at him because you can't do it. Like, they try to get him going sideways.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing. When you have a guy that big that plays with that effort and that motor, and he can move the way he does. I mean, the guy on the basketball courts, I mean, bouncy and twitchy. You watch him. I mean, in high school, I remember watching him. I walked to a track meet, and I was at another school. Obviously, he went to Michigan. But, I mean, he threw a shot put, and I'm like, who the hell just threw that? It was like 60 feet, and it was like effortless. So he is a big, phenomenal athlete that is only going to get better. And the key to him is he's not a 6'5", 6'6", kid. He's a 6'3", guy, 6'4", guy with 6'10 wingspan. So his natural pad level doesn't get high, and it's right. Awesome. And he's going to be great.
Now, one of the things that I was amazed at, and you've probably been around football a long time, a guy that size in that good a shape never missed a game. That has to be one. I think of all the things that I heard, to be able to play like that and never miss a game at Michigan with the double teams, the attacks on his legs, the chasing, just getting caught up in the pile, just certain things happen. That is the most impressive thing to me, that he never missed a game.
I got a crazy story. So we're in camp, right? And you know, in Michigan, we practice differently.
Yeah.
Like, every week we go live on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I don't care. The week before Alabama, we're playing live in the bowl game. The week before Ohio State, we're going live. Our Beat Ohio drill, we go live. So we're in camp, and it's a dog days of camp. And I look at KG. I'm like, yo, you want me to get – I'm going to give you a couple plays off here to save you. And he looked at me. He goes, Coach, I ain't built that way. I ain't about that shit. And literally, I said, you got it. I said, you want to go racks of four or two? He goes, I don't give me four. Give me all of it, Coach. And from that moment, I knew
he was wired different, man.
Right. Yeah, he's wired. And the dude is so proud, and he's such a competitor. And all he wants to do is make people in his life proud. And the way he does that is with his football and how he acts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Off the field, like he's a home run, man. He's really good.
Man, I'm not going to lie, Coach. He just gave me the goosies. Like that
goosies
was
galore.
I mean, I'm telling you, he said it to me and I walked away, and it was one of the things you walk away and I'm like, dude, I got goosebumps on my arm thinking about it.
Right.
He's a special young man, and he's going to be really, really good. And he's the other thing that nobody talks about with both of these kids, they just turned 21 years old. Like I coached the fifth kid that's with the Rams. I went to Florida State for a year. I had him for five years at Western Michigan. Like Fisk was 25. Like I had Marshawn Nealand, who got drafted by the Cowboys last year in the second round. Like he was 24. Like these guys are 21 years old. They just turned 21. And shoot, who's the big D tackle that you guys got that had the 10 sacks? I can't believe I'm
Sealer.
I'm trying. Yeah, so I recruited him at Ferris State. Like again, like those dudes were older when they got in the league. Like 3 years from now. These guys' bodies and KG's bodies and just their physical makeup is going to be totally different.
Right.
I can't wait to see what those two do together. I think that's going to be a fun thing with Sealer and KG together. That sounds like it's going to be pretty dynamic.
Yep.
It'll be pretty cool, man.
Yep.
I just want to get your coach your thoughts on this. Leroy Horde, of course, a proud Michigan Wolverine. What do you think of even in the midst of Ohio State winning the national championship, him mocking Ohio State fans for wanting their coach fired in an airport as he walks away to his flight?
I mean, bleed blue, bro.
You can't
bleed blue, bro. Like that's what you do.
You can't brag about winning a national championship and you didn't even want your coach 5 months ago. I'm not having it.
I'm with you, man. Like I stay out of all the fan stuff. Because it gets wild, and I want to keep my family out of it because sometimes people poke at my family and I get upset about it. But, I mean, the it's crazy. Like, if you just go back and, like, the same people that are, like, literally 5 weeks ago were like, get rid of them.
Right. So. I can't. You know what else gets them, Coach? I say, listen. In order to be the champs, you got to beat the champs. So the way I look at it, we back-to-back national champs. Oh, they hate that one.
So this is fun. Last night, I had all the guys over, right, because we had a workout this morning. So they couldn't go to any of these draft parties or, you know, go see these guys. So I said, okay, I'm going to have all the guys over. We had all the D-line over. A couple of the position groups came over the house. We're in the basement. Guys are cheering. I'm not going to say who, but every time an Ohio State guy came up, you know, I'm 4-0 against that dude. I'm 3-0 against that dude. Like,
yeah.
And again, like, it's just, you know, we talk about it and they talk about it all the time. We could say whatever we want. They could paint whatever they want to paint. At the end of the day, that's the game. They don't name it the game for it not to mean anything. It means everything. Sure. And I think it's important. When you come to Michigan, that's one of the first things we say. Like, Coach Moore has, you know, number one day one goals, beat your rivals.
Yep.
Beat the team down south. Like, and we talk about it every day. So, for us, it's good.
Coach Lou Esposito joining us here, Michigan defensive line coach. What kind of influence did They leave. Like they're bringing like, but as far as leaders in the room for your next guys, your next wave that's coming there, like what can you say just about their leadership, their influence that they had on that room?
So football wise, I could tell you, like, we went through a whole spring, first spring without them, obviously for 3 years, and all the cut-ups that we make, hey, do it like Mace. Hey, you remember when Mace used to do this on the simulated pressure? You remember when KG used to do this? So we use that a lot. And then we've brought in some guys in, some transfers in that are really good players, and it's like, hey, coach, can you pull up that call with Mace and KG running it? Yeah, here you go. Here's that twist. Here's that stunt. Here's the arm technique. And I think it's good. The other thing, before I forget, the Miami Dolphins – defense, I mean, Coach Weave, the DC, worked with Wink for a long time. Mm-hmm. So the defensive vocabulary
is
very, very similar, like calls, techniques, everything. So, like, KG's going to go in there with a step up compared to a lot of other people. Like, we're talking about half and we're talking about padding back, like a lot of schemes. It's amazing. These guys go through all these interview processes, and I'm not going to say the teams, but, like, Mace and KG would come back like, coach, they don't even pad back. They're just running up the field and creating horizontal lanes. Like, we talk about the run wall and setting hard edges, and he's going to fit into what Miami does really, really well.
Pretty awesome. Coach Louis Pizzito, thanks so much for giving us some time today. We're excited about it, and I appreciate hopping on.
I'll hunt you up next time I come to a game, because I went
to the Texas game,
but I'll come back. I'll look you up.
Yeah, next time you come back, we'll have a little bit better luck.
All right, yeah. All righty.
All right, guys.
All right.
There you go. Appreciate you, coach. Thank you so much. Yep. There you go. Same. That is Lou Esposito, defensive line coach for the Michigan Wolverines.
Up? How could you not be fired up?
That story gave me the goosies, dude. I'm very excited.
How could you not be fired
very
up?
Excited. Very excited.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Frog boy, how do you feel?
No, listen. Before I was like, yeah, we needed to fill a position. Now I'm excited. Now I feel like I know things more, that he's just like a smarter player, how he affects the game more. And that story that coach told, listen.
Hey. Wow.
That was good.
Hey, Leroy. Good job. That's good producing.
That's good producing.
That's producing.
Hey, man.
Hey, that was put together in like 25 minutes.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
And first of all, one of the things that I wanted to know, because when I was on the field and I saw the two of them together, Mason looked so much smaller than Kenneth that I thought Mason was like 315, and Mason was a little bit smaller. So that's why I always thought, man, he's 300 and Kenneth is 340.
That's
when you watch them play, they are all over the field.
Dade South points out, you got a guest to curse this time.
Hey, I got a fire.
And then Schmeathan says, how about you produce an apology to the children listening?
He got up in his feelings about
them. He recruited Sealer too. How about that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was good. And then the Weaver defense.
And guess what? He broke it down one step farther, because he talked about Weaver and Wink and how it's going to be an easy transition. So now that all this has been said, and you look at the Dolphins draft and you think of how all these things tie in and how easily he's going to be able to come in and play, not a bad pick. I learned some stuff.
Pretty fired up, dude.
Right. Man.
Pretty fired up. We'll take a break here on the program. We got those Rockville tickets we still got to give away. Let's give them away right now. You know what? If you want to go to Rockville. If you want to go to Rockville right now, we got the Welcome to Rockville concert going on at Daytona National Speedway May 15th through the 18th. And we got 2 4-day passes. If you guys want to win those right now, caller number 6 to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 will win those pair of 4-day passes to Rockville. Back up to this.
Rockville.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.